Gemblow Light by Justin O. Gemblow is an abstract game for 2 to 6 players. It's very similar to Blokus. It's a tile laying game where players are competing to play their pieces onto the board, as many of their pieces as possible, and at the end, whoever has the fewest pieces left wins the game. The original Gemblow game is a huge hexagonal board about the size of a stop sign. This version, the Gemblow Light version, really should be called Gemblow Mini. It's the exact same game, but shrunk down in a more reasonable size and package, and that's the form that I have played. Gameplay is exactly the same. Each player gets a set of pieces in their color. There are 6 colors, each set has 18 pieces, and each piece is made of either 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 smaller hexagons in various configurations. You use the same board regardless of the number of players, you just change the size of the actual legal play area. For a 6-player game, you use the entire board. For a 4-player game, there is a square section that's marked with a cloverleaf pattern and has 4s in the corners. And then for a 3-player game, there is a smaller hexagon that is also marked on the board. When playing with only 2 players, you can either each play 2 colors and use the 4-player play area, or each player uses 3 colors and you use the entire board. When it's your turn, you simply pick one of your pieces and play it on the board if there's a legal playing space. The first piece that a player plays has to cover the corner space of the legal playing area. On later turns, players will be playing off of their previously played pieces. Now in Blokus, players will actually touch a corner from one piece to the next. In this game, however, since hexagons don't touch on corners, play rules are slightly different. All of the player's pieces have a bunch of points on them, all the corners of all the little hexagons in each of the blocks. Each of the points is connected to a line, which is an edge of a hex. So a player can play a piece that is connected by one of these lines to one of his previously played pieces. However, a player's pieces may never touch each other, so you'll never see 2 blocks of the same color right next to each other unless they are in fact from the same piece. You also cannot play a piece if this connecting line is covered by an opponent's playing piece. On the other hand, if 2 different opponents' pieces occupy the spaces on either side of that line, but the line itself is not covered, then you can use it to make a legal play and place your next piece. Play continues until no player is able to place any more pieces. If it's your turn and you find that you cannot place any more, then you are simply out until everyone else is finished. At the end of the game, the winner is the player who has the fewest blocks left. And in this case, a 5-block piece would be worth 5 points, while a 1-block piece, for example, would only be worth 1. There are more complicated ways of scoring, which are described in the rulebook and I won't go into here. And there are also very complicated ways of breaking ties, which I also won't go into. So that is Gemblow Light. As I said, it is exactly the same as the big Gemblow game, except that it's smaller. It really should have been called Gemblow Mini. Well, it's not quite exactly the same. The production value is also different. The original has these really nice-looking pieces that are cut in a hexagon shape and three-dimensional, so they look like jewels are covering the board. The pieces in the light version of the game are really just like Blokus. They're flat, not three-dimensional, kind of muted colors, and they're just not very nice to look at. On the other hand, gameplay is very straightforward. This game is, compared to Blokus, more flexible in that it can pretty easily play 2, 3, 4, or 6 players. There are also rules for a 5-player game on BoardGameGeek, but I haven't actually tried that myself. Because you do use a smaller portion of the board, it is sometimes hard to see what the legal play areas are. And for whatever reason, playing Blockus seems more intuitive. It seems easier to find that you can place a piece by looking at the board, whereas with Gemblow, do you see that people often are trying things out and fiddling on the board? It's hard to just see in your head what the legal plays are. Nevertheless, it is pretty easy to teach, and if you're a fan of abstract games, then this is probably something that you might enjoy. And as with anything, with practice, the legal plays become more and more obvious. The strategies here are the same as in Blockus. Try to place your larger and more difficult to place blocks earlier in the game so that you are left with fewer points at the end. In this case, there are some four block pieces that may in fact be harder to place than the five block pieces just because of the configuration. And you can get some idea of what that is just from experience and also from the tie-breaking chart that they provide in the rulebook. So, there you have Gemblow Lite or Gemblow. If you can afford it and have the space, I think the bigger version of the game is nicer to look at. Taste, of course, will vary. The smaller version is the same game and is a lot easier to store and travel with. Until next time.